The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Independent TD for Wexford, Verona Murphy, has cut her Dáil salary to the same rate as the top level of the pandemic unemployment payment for the duration of the second lockdown. She joins us now. Good evening, Verona. Thank you for taking the call. Why are you doing this?
Good evening, Mark. Well, we're all in this together. And for me, it's about a show of solidarity to those in Wexford, particularly who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own.
You're a smart woman. You knew whatever your motives with this, and I obviously wouldn't impugn them for one second. They're coming from the right place. But you knew the minute you thought, I'm going to do this, people were going to have a whack at you and say, this is complete tokenism.
I was advised that I would be told it was a populist, is what my advisor said. The reality is 3 weeks ago, I asked that if we were moving to level five and those decisions were being made by cabinet, that the cabinet should reduce their salary. You know, often people in positions of power make decisions who, and never understanding the consequences or the bearing they have on the people they're making those decisions for. And for me, the real show of we're all in this together would be if everybody was on the same payment. You know, and that's what I've done. And it is a show of solidarity. It's not populist. As a matter of fact, it seems I haven't courted any media, but it has gained some traction. I'm not sure exactly how or why, but at the end of the day, it's a decision I made. I wrote to the clerk of the Dáil and asked him for the period of lockdown, which may be well beyond 6 weeks, which is what we're being
told. So you didn't leak this,
no? That's my decision.
You didn't leak this, no? You didn't leak this, no? Or somebody close to you didn't leak it?
No, certainly it's not leaked.
How did
I said on radio 3 weeks ago that this was what I believed should happen,
okay,
and that I would do it. I also forfeited the 2% increase. I've asked the Dáil clerk, or the clerk of the Dáil, to take care of that. And there was a question asked, did I do it? And I said, yes, I did. That's
okay, I'm playing devil's advocate. As a lawyer, you understand why I have to do that. And you know exactly the kind of things that will be said and are being said and will continue to be said, no matter what you say, in denial of them. Can I ask you, and this is a serious question, you are still working as a TD, as a public representative. Why shouldn't you be paid properly for it? Why shouldn't you get your proper wage for it?
It has nothing to do with it. The reason... Like many people are actually still working or would be if a decision wasn't made to make them unemployed. We are in a very unprecedented situation of a pandemic. And whilst it's the first in my lifetime, I believe that if everybody else is going to suffer, we should be all in it together. I am not part of the decision to move to level five. I don't agree with it, but I am prepared to stand with the people in solidarity who must abide by it.
Okay, tell us how this worked then. So what did you have to do? Did you go and sign off on the Dáil and then actually apply for the COVID payment, or did you reduce your Dáil salary to €350 a week?
No, I wrote to the clerk of the Dáil and asked him to arrange that my salary be reduced to the level of the PUP payment. That's it, and it's in being.
Really? Now, that's interesting, because I know there were, if I remember correctly, there were other politicians who tried that, and apparently it's quite a complicated process. Or have they just
I don't know, but all I know is it's not a straightforward process. There's lots of things in consideration. There's PAYE, PRSI, your pension entitlement, all those things. But like, it will happen as it should, and I will receive 350 for the level of lockdown, however long it lasts.
Mark,
I'm not making a big deal out of it.
No, I know.
It's basically standing with the people I represent. That's why I became a politician. It wasn't for personal gain. I'm there to represent their voice and their issues. And at the moment in Wexford, there are several thousand more people unemployed than would be in level three.
Yeah, listen, I get that. And it is interesting. I'm not making a big deal out of what you've done, but it's the way you've done it and why you've done it, because effectively you are, if I can coin the phrase, you're putting your mouth where your money where your mouth is, or you're taking the money out. And you know, a lot of people talk about doing things like that or think things like that should be done, but they don't actually follow it through. You have. Do you reckon that your compatriots and colleagues in Leinster House should do the same?
the premise of which I first mentioned it was that people who are making decisions, then the consequences are that people lose their jobs, should stand in solidarity. And why can't they survive on the same level of payment? I mean, I'm working every day, but I wouldn't ask anybody to do what I would not do myself. I have bills to pay, but so do they. And they're going to have to do it based on the PUP payment that the government have put in place. Now, we can't go on in this situation forever. And the ideal would be for government to come up with a plan that doesn't see us in lockdown and that doesn't see us losing employment, losing businesses, which may never reopen. And I did ask for justification of level 5 or to even go to level 3, but it hasn't been forthcoming. The numbers are all confused. And the reality is I've also asked for a plan that gets us out of and keeps us out of level 5, and I haven't received that. I'm in it for the long haul. I am, yes, I'm what you would call a disruptor. I didn't go into politics in order to for personal gain. There are very serious issues in Wexford that need to be represented. I'm doing that. At least I believe I'm doing it, and I'm doing it 24/7. There's no such thing as don't ring me on a Sunday or a bank holiday Monday. It doesn't bother me. I signed up for it, and I'm signed up to this for however long it lasts.
I know people are going to consider this a rude question, but you know, your finances will be a matter of Dáil Record. You were a qualified lawyer. You had a legal practice. You were also involved in the...
Excuse me. I'm not a qualified lawyer. I have a law degree.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. So you've never practiced. So there's no legal business. You don't have sources of income from that.
No, I had a haulage business of which closed because of the pandemic, and that business remains closed. And that's the result of the pandemic. So I'm one, you could say, had I not been elected as a politician, I mightn't even have the pandemic unemployment payment. So I can certainly resonate with the people. There was an insinuation on local radio last week. I had completed an interview when another Wexford politician was asked, would he be taking the PUP level of salary? In which case he said he hadn't recently sold a business. Now, that's the level of understanding that's out there, that could sell a business in the middle of a pandemic. I don't. I'm quite aware.
Oh, okay.
Of how
I don't mean to. I don't mean to get into that. Right. Really, I suppose the question I'm asking you is that you're taking a hit on this. This is your sole source of income. So to go from where you are as a TD to 350 a week is a big hit, is it?
The country is taking a hit. The people who are employed have for the second time been forced into unemployment. Like, the mental strain that people are undergoing. And as I'm saying to you, I do not support the level 5 lockdown. I do not believe that the decisions that are being made should result in level 5. I believe that we should have a better plan. The World Health Organization, which I agree with, says that lockdown is to buy time. We got that chance. The people cooperated. They suffer enough, and they have suffered enough. And the continuation of this is outrageous. And I'm prepared to stand with them in that.
Okay, well, you know, Mike Ryan was out I think either this morning or yesterday evening saying, in actual fact, that maybe we need tougher restrictions. But really, the point I try to get to here, Verona, is that I wanted to remove any doubt of tokenism or any accusations of that, or that you're playing to the gallery or being populist. This is going to hit you where it hurts. You are taking a hit on this. It's not that you have independent means, it's your wealthy woman. You're going to suffer, and you're doing it because you feel that if, as a lawmaker, you're responsible for this, then you should actually be able to feel what the people you're making these laws for are feeling as well. So in other words, you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Correct.
Okay, well, listen, that's fair play, because there's not a lot of people in public life do that. So you are to be applauded for that. Verona Murphy, Wexford TD, thank you so much for that.